It's Super Tuesday, and the recently reduced pack of Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination will be watching carefully to find their paths forward or to determine whether a path even exists. In Texas, this primary could define the Democratic Party moving forward. It's a narrative that may sound familiar here in Arizona, too. A Democratic Party energized during the Trump administration's time in office, making longtime Republican strongholds more purple than red. With me now to talk about everything riding on this Super Tuesday in Texas is Ashley Lopez of KUT in Austin. Ashley, how important is Super Tuesday to Texas Democrats as they try to determine what they're looking for in their next presidential nominee?
Well, everything's kind of up in the air. And for the state party, there's been a lot of new voices, a lot of new people joining the party, not just because of population growth, but like the electorate has been changing and like it's gotten younger and there's more people of color who have sort of been engaged with the, you know, our sort of democratic process in the, you know, under the Trump administration. So this is kind of like a litmus test of how blue the Democratic Party is, like what shade of blue it is. I say that because like, historically, the Texas Democratic Party has been a little more centrist because this is a, you know, historically a pretty conservative state. But because of all those changes, it's hard to tell, like, in which direction it's moving. And the polls aren't really telling us much right now because there has been a lot of volatility, not just in sort of like the race itself, but just like where, you know, polling is showing the party sort of lining up. So it's kind of going to be, I think it's going to be a pretty interesting night, not just for like the candidates, but just like for maybe the party to see where their sort of electorate is.
Well, we've seen such dramatic shifts in the last 24 to 48 hours with Amy Klobuchar dropping out, Pete Buttigieg, Tom Steyer dropping out. How does the Texas system work? Can you explain it for us? Because a lot of states have, Arizona's one, so much relies on early balloting. And so a lot of these announcements were made just a day or two before actual election day, but many people may have already voted. Is that how Texas does it or no?
Yeah, we have 2 weeks of early voting. So people have been casting ballots here for 2 weeks. Here in Travis County alone, just the Austin area, more than 100,000 people have voted. So, and I think statewide, it's looking like something like 2 million votes have been cast. So like, I don't know, you know, it's hard to tell how many people are going to turn out on election day. But historically, what I've heard, at least in Travis County, is like 60% of the vote happens in early voting. So that means there's a good chunk that's going to happen right after all of like these different candidates have like left the race. So, I mean, it's really hard to tell, but it seems like, you know, a lot of votes will be cast in sort of this new reality while everyone else was kind of spent 2 weeks voting with all these other different candidates actually in the race.
Yeah. I want to come back to what you said about how blue Texas could go. When people look at Iowa, for example, they know Iowa is a conservative state, and yet the Iowa caucuses, even with some issues this year, it's a big deal to determine what the Democratic Party in Iowa and its voters think about things. But then ultimately, people really expect in the general election, unless something strange happens, that Iowa's going to go Republican, at least in the presidential race. So I wonder, when we think about what's at stake here for the Democratic Party, are voters, are activists in the party thinking about what candidate lives up to the progressive values more, for example? Is it more about the values or victory?
I think the big win of, you know, the state turning blue in a presidential election has been in the Democratic Party sights for a long time here in Texas. But I mean, I think any expert would tell you it still seems like a little bit like it's still a long way away. And I mean, like maybe just like a couple of election cycles. But there are bigger down ballot races that could change the way Texas operates. For example, the Texas Democratic Party wants a candidate who maybe could help them flip the state house, which is within their reach. You know, Beto O'Rourke in 2018 ran for the U.S. Senate, and that was a really close race, and that has sort of electrified the Democratic Party. So someone who could do that, just bring like a lot of new voters to vote in the election and potentially help people down ballot. You know, there's also a U.S. Senate race that also might, that, you know, like kind of looks like the presidential election, and that statewide they may not like win that race. But, you know, there's all these other like all these other races on the ballot. And so if the person who wins could help them pick off all these other projects that they have lined up, I think that's something that is important to the Democratic Party. So it is not just purely a values thing. It is a how do we set the party up for winning some down ballot races this election cycle, and then some longer term goals, which is ultimately turning the state blue, which demographically speaking is in their sights in the next couple of years.
Do you see the demographic shift as the most significant just in this cycle without even looking to the future? Or is Donald Trump being on the ballot, is that helping Democrats' hopes that they can turn more people blue, at least temporarily, and then feel if maybe they like how the party feels, they'll stick around?
It's happening both at the same time. So the demographic shift has been happening for some time, but it's cresting at a time where the Trump administration has put in place policies that affect those voters and are probably, you know, mobilizing them to vote. So, you know, I don't think it's one or the other. And, you know, I a lot of these new voters are young. And so if you are catching, if the Democratic Party here in Texas is catching voters when they're voting for the first time and reaching out to them and making the case for why, you know, Trump Republicanism, or in this case, just Republicanism, is not like in their best interest, like that's a new Democratic voter for probably a lifetime. So, you know, a lot of these people coming into the electorate are voting for the first time. And so I think the Democratic Party sees it as like a new customer, right? Like someone who's like yeah. new to like what their message is. And it'll probably stay there for a while because, I mean, who knows what the future of the Republican Party will be like after Trump.
Ashley Lopez is a senior reporter for KUT in Austin. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.